Lord, as we come to this Palm Sunday, with this reading, which we all know well, we ask that you will speak to us through it. You will help us to use it as a way of rejoicing and as a way of beginning to reflect on the walk that Jesus took in the coming week, ending next Sunday, that resurrection. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I really want to, I suppose, perhaps do a little bit more of a reflection this morning. And looking around glimpses, because see, when I was reading this, it gave glimpses into what our lives as Christians should be. Glimpses as to the coming week that ended in Good Friday and Easter Sunday. As glimpses into our own lives. And it must have been very easy on that Palm Sunday for everybody just to join in. You know what it's like, is, don't you? If somebody in a crowd starts chanting, everybody else starts, don't they? Usually. So if I say, Hosanna, 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 what do you do? Not bad at all. And it's the same. Actually, the one thing I find different nowadays, in days gone by, if you really wanted to, you could stand in the middle of a busy street and look upwards. And eventually, people would start looking upwards as well to see what you were looking at. I don't know if you've been involved in something like that. But actually, it's a lot harder to do nowadays because people are so blinkered almost. They're probably either bump into you or walk around you at the last minute. And that's quite a challenge, isn't it, for us in our own lives and when we engage with other people. There's a number of people when I sort of walk in on sort of give a fake smile and you just get nothing from them. And I guess sometimes that could actually, glimpse into our own lives. It could be that we're a bit like that with Jesus on Sunday. We know where it leads. We know what happens. So we're blinkered and we don't look outwards. But what I find fascinating in Luke's Gospel is the stories that come before at the beginning of chapter. There's that story about that unknown man. I was reflecting, I haven't heard that one recently. And he's a man who climbed a tree called Zacchaeus, a tax collector. He'd heard about Jesus and he wanted to see it. But what he wasn't expecting was for Jesus to actually say, "Oi, you, I want to have tea with you." And glimpses in our own lives, when we want to discover and know more about our Christian walk, are we open to the fact that Jesus might say, "Oi, you, me, I want to have tea with you." But as a result of that, his whole life changed. It changed him, his family, his relationships with the community, because he gave back all the extra and more of the taxes he had taken. And then the parable, before we move on to the day's reading, where Jesus gave out money, or the person gave out money to various servants in different amounts, because he was going off to another country, and he expected them to use them. And when he came back, they'd all increased what they'd been given, apart from one. And he was the one that had the least. And he was frightened, so he hid it. And again, I found that quite a challenge in the run-up to Christmas. Sorry, Christmas. Easter. Christmas. Wait! Time flies. Because it's saying God has given us all sorts, each one of us, different gifts to be used in different ways. But we can be like that final servant and hide it and not lose it. So again, I think part of that challenge that lifts us into our Sunday beyond is using and rediscovering those gifts and talents that God has given us to benefit all. But coming back to Palm Sunday, anyone think that I've had a late night at a concert last night? But it's a gentle approach. Somewhere it had been arranged for Jesus' disciples to collect this cloth. Fiona responded, no questions asked. And when the call came,
can I draw a pig in
the disciples threw their cloaks on the colt. And as he travelled, the people spread their cloaks on the road. And in the other gospels, we read the palms were cut down and spread before him, and palms were waved. Quite an amazing sight, it must have been. But it's the crowds that were shouting. And what were they shouting? And I wonder, if you were there, where would you be? And why would you be there? That's the question. Why would you have been there? Just want you to think about that. Why would you have been there? Would you have been one of his close disciples? Perhaps you've been healed by him? Heard him preaching? Got caught up in the excitement. So why would you have been there? That's just curious. And where would you have been? As close as you could be? Hiding in the middle of the crowd? Or on the fringes? If we can answer those questions for ourselves, it's going to help us as we go through this walk of Holy Week. The glimpses for ourselves, the challenges of those glimpses to walk with Jesus through that last week. Where are we going to be? Reading his words, reading one of the Gospels for that last week of his life, and meditating on them, and allowing his Spirit to speak to us. Are we just going to come to the various services during the week, and use that time for reflection? Or are we just going to say, right, we've done half Sunday, that's it till month. Perhaps Monday, Thursday, perhaps Good Friday, but definitely Easter. But it's a journey. And we need to take that glimpse of where we are in that journey. And walk that journey. And through this week, take that time to walk closer with Jesus. And hear and see afresh what Jesus did on our behalf. That journey. From being crowned king, which we celebrate today, which is brilliant. He came as king in openness. People had a glimpse of the kingdom. Perhaps not the kingdom they expected. And they had to respond to it. We have glimpses today Each one of us is different. Our glimpse towards God, our glimpse outwards, our glimpse inwards to the church. How are we going to respond and widen those glimpses and expand and grow closer to Christ and walk with him, not only through the high days, but through the difficult days? It really is quite a challenge, isn't it? Because later on, it says that as they're coming towards the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God for all they'd seen the miracles. In other versions, it says the people, that everybody was into it. Like 99% of us are into the singing of really good, cheerful hymns. But it's what happens then. And there's always a sports for this, isn't there? And the Pharisees there say, "Oi, you can't let them praise, sing your praises. Tell them to be quiet." I find it an amazing statement. Jesus says, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. If we keep quiet during this Holy Week, this journey, who's going to cry out to the people out there?" So there are these glimpses into where we are as individuals in relationship to God, to Jesus. Glimpses into where we are as a church, reaching out to others. Glimpses into how we share the news of Jesus, and glimpses as to how we draw closer and use this week to go through the trough that Jesus went through, from a celebration of Palm Sunday right through that trough, despair, the hopelessness of Good Friday, Easter Sunday, to the triumph of Easter Sunday. So my prayer for each one of us and me is that we will use this week, as we rejoice in today, that Jesus is King, to look into our own lives, our own relationships with Jesus. So that when we come to Easter Sunday, we can really say, "Hosanna." So should we just try that and practice? "Hosanna! Hosanna!" And you've got palm crosses, so "Hosanna." We'll do it three times. One, two, three. "Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!" And that's a challenge for each one of us, that the hosannas might still be there as we go through the week.